What about religion? Was your family real religious? Are they religious now?
Yes, I guess I was about 11 years old when my family started going to church. And I guess that was the time we started having a religious family again.
What church do y'all attend?
We used to attend what they used to call Sandy Hill Baptist Church. Now they changed the name to Stilo, but that was the time when we moved back to Bokchito community. And now they changed it to Stilo, so I don't hardly go to church anymore like I wanted to.
Well, you said you moved to the Bokchito. Where were you living before you moved up there?
We lived in the Preston area of Kemper County.
Whose place did you live on?
We lived on Austin Hicks' place down there. There was a big farmhouse.
Has he still got his place out?
Yes, he had a brick house next to where we lived. And I guess he's been living there for a long time.
Did y'all, you was talking about your sharecrop, what y'all do, plant the cotton and pick it?
Yes, we picked it with our own hand. And we plant some corn, harvest it. We raised some hogs. We had two cows. And I guess at the time we were living there, I thought we had it made, other than what we've been cheated of. So I guess living in a brick house and living in reservation is something I'm very proud of now, because back then when we were living with on a landlord, we used to get up early in the morning, being called out from the house to go after some cows, it's about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. That's the things I didn't like. But now, whenever you want to do something, other than getting early to go to work, you can take your time and going out.
So that in the period of the last few years, that things have really changed. And
yeah, right, yeah.
You think the Choctaw people have accepted more of the white man's way?
I guess they did now, other than what the old people think. So, other than what we've been doing, I guess we can go ahead and accept what white people are doing now.
Well, does the younger generation, is that what they want?
I really can't say. I don't even know what the younger generation would be. So I really can't say.
They since they're building so many new houses, so many people moving them in and all, what do the older people think about this? Do they think that that's good?
Well, I noticed one time that one of my grandfather told me that things are going to change, and that something's going to come our way, but they told me that they won't be there to enjoy it like they wanted to. And ever since then, that was the only thing I can remember about them saying in the younger generation.
Did you ever hear of any legends told by your grandparents or anything?
Yes, it's something that's been going on way back when white people wasn't here with us. But they had legends going on that some big people come in, killing people, eating people, and they told me that also was told to me by my grandfather that things going to change, and they told us that several years from now that the white people, I don't know how he got that word, but he told me that they were going to going to the moon, I believe it was. They told me that one day, several years from now, something's going to go wrong, and the white people is going up to that moon to live up there, and things is going to change, and that what we didn't expect will show up. And I got back to, that got me thinking. And I guess it's something that I'm going to have to think about for a long time.
But that's happened now.
Yeah.
You know, we have been to the moon.
Yeah.
And is anything else that you could think of?
Yes, he said something about having a war somewhere. It's going to start from somewhere, and if we don't do anything about it, they're gonna go ahead and take over the whole country down there. And if possible, they're gonna move on to where we're living now. The thing they're gonna do is that they're gonna throw that rocket around to each. They're going to take care of the bigger places before they're going to go into the little places down here. But that's the only thing that I can remember that my grandfather talked to me about. So I got back to him. I got my thinking to him.
Let's talk a little bit about the community you're from. Bokchet community is known for its traditional Choctaw dancing. Do they ever have any big Choctaw dancing in Bokchet?
No, other than what they be practicing for Choctaw Fair, which we usually have in July, they mostly get together and have, but yeah, they get together and have big dinner and then have a dance. Other than that, there are some people, like in one place, as I can remember, we used to have a dance every Saturday night.
Well, what about this Nanawaya State Park that they have over there? Have you ever heard anything about that?
Yes, in what way?
Do your parents talk about anything about Nanawaya State Park or anything that happened to make it significant to the people as far as history is concerned?
Well, they used to tell me that they used to have there used to be an Indian people, Indian village down there behind that mound down there. Which is, it's not there anymore. It's been right now they have that place all messed up now. But they used to tell me that they used to have a village down there, and they used to have Indian people living down there too.
You never did hear him talk. What about the cave? Did you ever hear him talk about the cave?
Not my family, but also I'm gonna get back to my grandfather again. He told me that one day, several years from now, something's gonna come out of that cave down there. But he didn't tell me what it's gonna be, but he said it was gonna show up. Why this is? It might be that. some type of people's going to come out of there. They're going to kill the Indian people, eat them. But he told me that he won't be here to warn us or anything. But he told us that we're going to have to expect them.
Have you ever been in that cave?
I've never been inside, but I can go in there on the outside, look in there. It won't do much to be looked at because it's dark in there. It has some water, that's cool. I don't think it has any air in there too.
Did your grandfather ever tell you about going in the cave or anything?
No, other than what he told me 7 years back, that somebody tried to use a bulldozer or something to move that mound down there. And they were, the time that he got there, they tried to move that cave and make it into a bigger hole. And they start doing that until it got where the clouds got dark, the sky got dark, and it nearly had the tornado kind of. So that's the time they quit working on that. So and I guess it'll be that way for a long time.
Did they still have a Choctaw marriage ceremony?
Yes, my two brothers and well, my sister has been in there, but it's, even though it's a tradition way back when they didn't have any marriage license or anything such as that, they used to have that, and that'd be the final marriage. And it's like being, it's like buying a marriage license. Yeah. Now, even if you go through that traditional Choctaw wedding, it doesn't consider you legally married until you buy your marriage license. As you're going to have to go through a GP before in order to get married.
Have you been to a Choctaw wedding lately?
Last time I attended was my sister's. She was married a year ago on a Choctaw wedding. And it's
this is side three. I'm still talking with Frank Joe. Frank, something I forgot to ask you in the very beginning. How old are you now?
I am 23 years old.
When's your birthday?
It's September 28th, 1959.
Okay. We were just talking on this other tape about marriage ceremony, and you told me your sister was married in a traditional Choctaw ceremony. What of real importance goes on at those ceremonies?
Well, I guess way back, some years back, they used to have a in order for you to marry another girl, you have to be a good hunter and be a good sportsman, be in a good sportsmanship, and that if you go out to kill anything, that you could, that way you'd be eligible to be married to another girl, this girl. If she was somebody's daughter, you have to make that father see that you being a good hunter. And that way, if the father agrees with you and stated that you are a good father, they can go through that ceremonial chapter marriage, and after that you'd be considered married.
Is today when they go through the Choctaw ceremony, does the boy have to go ask the parents?
Yes. No, it don't happen that way like the marriage they have now. In order for if this boy was going to go out somewhere and look after this man, sees this girl, the parents turn around and ask their parents, the boy's parents, for at least 300 pounds of cogs, and they're going to ask them for about 4 or 5 sacks of flour. And in order for them to have that ceremonial chapter of marriage, they're going to have to buy that pig and the hog plus some flowers, and they kill the hog, cut the meat into pieces, and they I guess they cooked it and let the girl's relatives and friends eat the hog instead of the boy's father and relatives eat the hog. They are trying to let the girl go. Then if it's enough left over, they can turn around and have the girl and the boy eat at the same table. And I guess it's been mostly that way, as far as I can remember.
You didn't have a Choctaw ceremony?
No, we went to a JP.
Yeah. What about the sport of stickball? Since you were growing up, have you been aware of stickball or playing it?
I think I was pretty small when they had the chapter fair over here, but they didn't have they didn't call it a chapter center. It was just a program of Indian fair, which they have it for all the communities. And I can remember one that they started playing that stickball. Only time I participated was when I was working in the recreation program, and I was in the math or 10th grade somewhere. That's when I participated, and somebody picked me up from behind and hit me hard on the ground.
Well, do they play it? Stickball, is it played at all, other than during the fair?
I guess if some sort of big occasion from some state, like in Alabama, Tennessee, or somewhere, they can get the people to go and go out there. But other than that, I don't think they ever fool with it, unless if when they had it. But if they was fooling with it now, they may be another champion this year.
The people who makes the sticks mostly was from
Bochill area.
Who was the stick makers?
One person I can remember, he died about 4 or 5 years back, and his name was John Bell.
How old was John?
I guess I would say he was in the 60s somewhere.
Is anyone else over there make sticks now?
I really don't know. There may be some, but I don't think I never got around to where I'm noticing it.
What about the arts and crafts of the Choctaw people? Are there many people doing that now?
Well, there's some vendors I remember that makes beadwork, medallion, bells, and everything. But other than that, I don't believe we have so many people that out here that's making it
now. Are there very many basket makers?
There's only one or two basket makers that I know that make baskets. Other than what the husband does.
Are they older?
Yes. If we lost them, I believe they'll be the last two Choctaw women that be making them.
Are they younger? School students, are they interested in that kind of stuff?
If they offer some, they might, but I don't believe they'd be interested other than if they're interested in the first time, then they're disinterested after that.
Why do you think they've lost interest in them?
I guess the younger generation is the one that that's been making things change.
Is a money deal entered into the picture?
Well,
not getting enough for what they make?
I don't know. Some of these things I know that they're not interested anymore. They've been interesting to it too, Sarah.
Well, can you see it becoming a lost art by that nobody making any baskets anymore?
I believe it will in a few years from now.
Well, from the cultural standpoint, what is the one thing that Choctaw people has held on to the longest, or you think will be held on to the longest?
Well, it's this Choctaw dress that they've been wearing. Like some of these Indian women that you be seeing around wear a Choctaw dress. They be wearing that until they die.
What about the Choctaw language? Is it being held on to?
Well, it's, I think it'll stick with us for a while. Because some of us, like I am right now, don't hardly know anything. Don't hardly say much.
But these children that you have, these foster children, are you speaking, teaching them both?
We are teaching them both Choctaws and English. But I guess if we start talking in Choctaw language, English language, they're going to go ahead and they're going to take English as a second language.
Do you see, when you were in school, when you were in high school, did you see that a problem as far as learning was concerned?
Yes, and actually I can remember one time I was teaching a Head Start program, and I wanted the boys and girls to speak English as much as they can, but it turned out that I was against them. They went against me and told me that I couldn't do it, so That's probably one, yeah. Because if they go into a higher place, they won't do anything.
Well, are most children, do they just speak English at school, and then when they go home, they go back to Choctaw?
Some of these Choctaw people that I've noticed with their backgrounds in communicating with the English, they're doing pretty good, and some of these others that I've seen, that goes home and speaks English, it's a lot different from people, their parents, and that another parent speaking English, another parent speaking Chinese. It's a lot different. I have a little girl that's, if somebody can speak her and talk to them in English, she can get it right then. But in order for us to do it, we have to use a Choctaw English combined into Choctaw sometimes.
Well, there's a lot of words in English that's not in Choctaw, and you don't have a Choctaw word.
No, we don't.
Is the Choctaw language a highly descriptive language? By that, I mean, can you really describe something in detail?
Well, if we're going to do that, we're going to have to do it backwards or something like that. And but some of these things, I don't think we have any definition of. Such as that.
I noticed that they've gotten into a bilingual program here on the reservation to try to teach the Choctaw language. Is there very much difference in the language from community to community?
Yes, Konehara. And it's mostly different from both Chil. And Central Pearl River over here and Standing Pine Redwater, there might be, I don't think there's any difference in between that other than Bochito and Redwater and Conehatter.
Do you notice any difference in your wife's talking before you got married?
Yes, I remember some. But she's been saying I've been confused.
She says you got confused,
mm-hmm.
And you say she's got confused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But does her family speak of Choctaw?
Yes, I don't believe they have anybody in there that's speaking English.
They all Choctaw.
Yes. Oh yeah, they have one white woman in there living with them. She's married to this boy. She's the only one that speaks English.
Well, your mother and father are full bloods, aren't
you?
Yeah. That makes all the children full blood.
Full blood.
Is there any non-Indians in your family background?
Not that I know of. I don't believe there is.
I didn't know if back years ago if it was someone in that was in your, you know, some of your family.
Yeah.
Do you have any, or does your mother and father have any old records of any of their parents or grandparents?
I don't believe they do. I mean, if they did, it might have disappeared somewhere. But one person that I remember had a lot of these papers that they somebody wrote it down whenever he said something, and he used to have it. And I don't know what they did, or they might burn it up, because he died way back when I was pretty small. He had some papers that if he had it now, he could have sold it for about. He might have got rich on it, though. I mean, it's something that somebody wrote it for him. But they either did burn it up or somebody still has it.
Well, are the Choctaw people big collectors? Do they collect a lot of things?
Well, I don't think they might, if they think it's very valuable. Other than, I don't think they, I'd say they're not big collectors.
They don't hold on to things for a long period of time. Are there very many, over in the Bochetta community, are there very many Choctaw people over there that's got old-timey things like antiques and things of this time?
I don't think so. If they do, they might. I don't notice any of them, but if they do, they might have.
I notice one thing a lot of people make is the old hand broom.
Yeah.
Do they still make a hand broom?
One family I know that there might be several families now. They go out to the pasture and they get all these straws here, make it into a broom, and use that as a broom. One person I know that still has one antique he's got for a long time. That's this drum. That's Bob Henry.
Bob Henry's passed on now.
Yeah, he's not there anymore. I don't know if he still has it or not, but if he does, he puts that to his place. He used to.
He used to bring that to the fair every year and use it at the fair. Talking about the fair, is this one of the big highlights of the year for the Choctaw people? Do they all look forward to the fair?
I guess they do now. Now that they have the vehicle to travel back and forth, you know, and that they have some things that they want to show to some people that's going on down there.
The fair was set up really to begin with as a agricultural exhibit,
right,
for people to show agricultural products. And I understand now there's not many farmers left.
No.
So people's not living off the land, you know.
No.
Not like they used to. Are most of the Choctaw people having their own gardens?
Yes, like I am right now, trying to start one. I hope the weather agrees with me.
Is your mom and dad still have a garden?
Yes, they're going to start one. I'm hoping that I can get them to work with me on that. We had a pretty good garden last year, so maybe we're going to try to do the same thing.
This house that you're talking about that you have, did they give you so much land with it?
Well, I believe it is 1 acre that they loaned to you. If you can lease.
What? And would you lease the, you're leasing the land.
Huh.
What is the limitation on the lease?
Well, it depends on how big land you want and what you're going to use for. It's the things that they're going to go on. They're going to have to have a good reason for you to think before they can learn to.
Now, what happens to this house that you're living in? You paying for it, right?
Right.
And you got a lease on it for how long?
A year.
A year?
Yes.
And then you have to renew it for another year?
Yes, sir.
You renew it from year to year?
Right.
All right. What happens when you get the house paid for? It's your house? And
it's,
still...
it's your house, huh? But I don't think it'll do us any good. In wooden houses, we can have it moved to some place, move it around if we want to, but brick houses, I don't know. It got me confused on that, too. If I want to move, I'm going to have to lift it up or break every brick on that wall.
It's built on a slab, isn't it?
Right.
Concrete slab. Well, there has been a shortage of houses for some time, and
right.
And by building all these new homes like they have, this is giving the people an opportunity to get into their own house.
Uh-huh.
And some of them don't think about what's going to happen in the future. They just think about living today. Are there very many people that plan for the future?
I can't really say. That's going to depend on what they want to do. But I just can't say that now.
Yes. Well, when you were growing up, did your families kindly plan for the future?
Not that I know of.
They didn't tell you you should do this or should do that?
Yeah.
Well, do you plan for the future for your, say, the two foster children you have? Do you plan for their future?
Yes, if I was to adopt them, I'm going to go ahead and send them on to a college, provided if they get through with their high school. I'm hoping I will do that. But in the first place, I'd like to adopt them first.
Yeah. Do people talk much when you get with some adult people? Do they talk much about the future and this type of thing?
Not that I know of. And I don't think you'll find many that's interested in that. But they'd be thinking about it next weekend.
Yeah, live today and let tomorrow take care of itself. Yes. Frank, I want to talk a little bit now about the home. About death, what the Choctaw people do. How do the people feel about death?
Well, it's not any different from what the white people have been doing, except if it's the older people. Like in Book 2, they still have that. They have what they call a cry. It's a place where nearest relative gets together and cries it over before they go out and eat, you know?
Yeah. Do they still have, is any kind of ceremony they have other than just the regular ceremony that we know of today?
Not that I know of. If they do, I don't know. I don't think I noticed them. So.
Do they most of the funerals held in the local churches?
Yes.
Are these churches? Are usually manned by missionaries?
Yeah, something like that.
Do these churches have Choctaw preachers?
Yeah, we have several Choctaw preachers now than what we didn't have several years back.
Are they educated in the white man society?
Yes, I would say so.
And they are taught the Bible through the course of college type of training.
Right.
And then come back and will do their preaching Choctaw?
Yes, they can. Plus, if they want to, they can put it into English along with Choctaw.
Well, when they have a funeral, do they have it in Choctaw or English?
Yes, on Choctaw.
Most of it's in Choctaw.
Right.
Is there any certain amount of time that they leave the body out before they bury?
Well, it depends on what the family decides on that, I believe. If they want to hold it for 3 days, 4 days, they can, because that is what they take care of. But I don't think it goes beyond 2 days. I think that's enough to the families.
So there really is not much difference in.
No, I don't think so.
What about the place that they usually bury people? Do they bury them? Do they have cemeteries?
Yes, like me, we have our own cemetery. It's an acre. It's don't have about few people down there.
Where is it located?
It's located on the Kemper County area. And, it's hidden from the road down there, so nobody can hardly see it down there.
Is that tribal land?
No, it's there's a fellow that used to live on that land that gave it to us as our burial ground.
Did they the old custom? One of the old customs was they used to bury in within the yard of the house.
Uh-huh.
Do they do that anymore?
I don't think so. I remember one time that one of them was buried under the house. So they don't have that anymore. Another cemetery I remember is in Mashuville. It's a place where they have a sign of Dancing Rabbit Creek, a place where they sign the papers in the window and something, that they use that for a cemetery. It's still down there. That's a place where they have old people that's been buried down there for a long time. It's been scary, you know.
So not much difference in the way that they handle their funerals and death now as to what the white people did.
Uh-huh.
About the same.
About the same.
Is there anything else that you can think of as far as that we may have left out?
Let's see. If there is, I don't think I have it on my mind right now. Other than what I've been going through now.
let's talk about the improvements that's been made over the last few years. What is some of the biggest improvements that have been made as far as reservations concerned?
I think I'm going to turn it into an education, and that we have a high school that's something that we've been wanting a long time. And after getting that high school, we'll wish the people could understand that it's a place where we can get an education other than what we've been getting from elementary school or from the grammar school. So I believe that's the biggest improvement that we ever had. And I'm going to turn to go to the community hall. We have a brick house that was built down there for people to move in there. I'm glad to say that I have one for myself. And now we have a community center that was built down there. It's nearly finished. Also, the other communities is getting another community center for themselves. So I guess that's the biggest improvement we ever had coming into the 75 season.
What do your parents see in this? Do they see all of this, and do they have any comments?
Well, if they do, they may. I think they would like to have a Choctaw people working for Choctaw people. So I think that's what they would say if they have anything to say about it.
Well, what's the greatest need right now?
Well, I can't say on that, because there's several things that that's being needed right now. So I can say for myself.
Well, we talked about the new school, and we got a new hospital coming before long. And I was just wondering if there was any other thing in particular that was needed at this time that you could think of. What about industry? Place for people to work, some kind of factory or something.
If we're gonna need that, we're gonna have to go out somewhere and try to get some people interested in that, in order for us to start one over here. But I'm hoping they will do that. And it's been the place where they wanted to build that factory. It's really fun, but I don't think whoever's trying to get that place to be fixed up, I don't think they're doing their job at this place.
Well, are the people interested in that type of work?
Well, it depends on if the people want it to work. That's something that we don't have to think of. And if we're going to get there, I wish we'd do that. I mean, if we get people to get in there, right, we could. But we have mainstream and 12 workers going on. But I don't think they're doing their job like they're supposed to. Because I know that sometimes during payday, they don't show up. Day after next, they don't show up. On Monday morning, they don't show up. So it'll be better if they think it over before we can decide to get a factory or something.
Well, what about the employment situation here? Are they very many people out of jobs.
Yes, we need that employment for all the people that's around here. But like I said, it's something you're going to have to think of before you get there. Because if we don't, it's going to mess us up again. By that, I mean if the person was to was an alcoholic or something, he loves to drink, and if he goes his payday, he can go out and drink, don't come in the morning. It will cut the production down.
So you think then employment is something is really needed.
Yeah.
And for the people, since most of the people have gotten away from farming, and most people now are doing other kind of jobs. Let's talk about the people over at Boca Chica Community. What kind of work do most of those people over there do?
Well, some of these people that I've seen are working over at the U.S. Mortar, gear and factory, warehouser, and some of these people, the others are working on the mainstream or the cloth workers, maybe steam booster. Some of these people are working for a tribe.
Does the tribe employ a lot of people?
Not very much, I don't believe. Because I've seen some go in there and back out.
Well, are there many people that's holding down jobs doing bead work?
Not that I know of. They might in some communities, but I don't think they're doing that in Boca Chica right
now. Well, what do people do as a hobby to... Besides work.
Some of these fix cars. Like myself, I like to play golf. I guess I can... the people that I've seen... the Robinsons family lives on the other side of Canton Down there. They used to work on a bead. They used to do bead work as their hobby, I believe. And so it's just mostly sleeping. That's all.
What did your mother and father do as a hobby?
Well, my mother makes a quilt, and my father, he's like his father was. He loves to work, you know. But he's on a disabled now, so what he usually do is take care of my hogs.
Yeah. Does your mother sell quilts?
Yes, she does. But she doesn't, I mean, if somebody goes up to her and wants one made for them, she can make it for them. But other than that, she makes her own quilt, you know, to use it herself.
Is everything handmade?
Yes, I know.
She handmakes it.
except the cloth was cotton stuff that she bought. She bought it from the store. Other than that, was that the needle thread? She buys that, but on the other hand, she does it with her own hands, you know.
Do they have their own car, mother and father?
No, they don't have any. It's my brother Enos lives right here, so he's the one who has two cars right now. So he's going to need to take some to the store.
Do they usually go into town, buy groceries in town?
Yes, they like my mother's been trading. Well, she lived over in Campbell County. She used to go to DeKalb, Mississippi, to get groceries from there. And I believe she's been doing that for about 20 years. Something like that. What time is it?
And I'm still talking with Frank Joe. Frank, let's talk a little bit about your wife's family, about her brothers and sisters. How many brothers and sisters does she have?
She only has one sister. And she doesn't have any father. She has mother. She and her sister are the only two that I know of.
Who is her sister?
Maribel Wilson.
Maribel. How old is she?
She's about 19 or 18, somewhere.
And your wife's name is Minnie?
Minnie.
Minnie Pearl?
Uh-huh.
And how old is she?
She's 21.
And you don't know when she was born, do you?
She was born February 25th, 1953, I believe it is.
What does her mother do?
She babysits for his brother.
Does she have her own home over there?
No, she lives with her grandmother right now.
Who is her grandmother?
Lucy Ann Billy.
How old is she?
She's in her 50s somewhere, 40s.
Does she work? Does her grandmother work?
No, she stays home now.
She got pretty good health.
Well, she goes to a hospital a lot for medicine. Other than that, she's in a pretty good house, I believe.
And has your wife always been in the Redwater community?
Yes, we used to go down there, but lately I've been pretty busy myself, and I guess she's been herself because she's working on that to
I spent
all that.
Well, how far did she go in school?
She went to, I believe it was 11th grade, and she dropped out, and she went on to night school and got her GED.
So she finished her high school then through the GED program.
Then she went on to Meridian Junior College, got her certificate for education aid training, I believe it was.
So is all of her relatives still over around Redwater?
Right.
Has your family, mother and father, been over there?
My father has been anywhere. Redwater, but my mother has.
Your mother has been over there?
Yes.
Would she go over there with your brother or with you?
No, she goes down there visiting sometimes.
Yeah. Are they in a, is her family in a new house over in Redwood?
Yes.
Is it just like your house?
No, it's a lot different from where I live, because I believe Tucker and Bochito are about the same building, and Redwater and Stanley kind of the same building.
Well, how is it different from what yours is?
Well, they have ours in the living room. They have, we have a small type of cage, something like a cage in there. So it's a lot different from what they've been living in.
We talked about earlier about the you was talking about the cost of living was going up so high in your in keeping your house and your house rent and this type of thing. Has the salaries gone up?
On my background?
Yeah, as far as you're concerned, changing jobs, every time you change jobs, do you always go up?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's good. So that helps a lot.
That helps a lot.
It helps a lot to keep going up. Has the have you thought anything about this energy crisis they keep talking about?
Yes, I've been trying to put down on some, but you know too that I'm gonna have to get a job over at Brookshire somewhere.
You mean another job besides the one you got?
Well, not really. I mean,
oh, you mean just change job?
Yeah, something like that. I don't think I'll be able to do that. I have a car that has a pretty good mileage on there, and sometimes it looks like I'm saying yes. So I think I'm going to go ahead and stick to my job over here. And let me try to get closer. Maybe that I want the warden bought my driving back and forth here.
Yeah. Is that the hardest part about your job then?
And the
expense of traveling back and forth.
Right.
How many miles do you have to drive to come to work?
Well, about, I'd say about 50 both ways from work. So I'd say about 100 somewhere. No, not 50, so. Yeah. Because back and forth coming from Boca to Tolga, it's about 25 miles somewhere. And going back, I'll be 25. Coming back, I'll be 25. Going back, so I'd say about 100 miles somewhere a day.
Yeah. And you what you was telling me, you work a split shift now.
Right.
What time you go to work in there?
Well, I get up early around 5 somewhere. Like, if I'm going to work 6, I get up at 5. Then I go work. If I'm working on 7, I have to get up at 6.
And then you work, how long you work in the morning?
Well, it depends on what schedule I was given to. Like, I'll be working 7 to 8 or 6 to 8 sometimes.
Yeah. You work from 7 to 8, then you come back on at what time?
3 to 10.
3 to 10. And do you work here on Saturday and Sunday?
Well, I'm off Saturday and Sunday, but only time I can come back is when I'm called in. Other than that, I'm off on weekends.
And how many boys are you responsible for in the dormitory?
I started out with 52, now I'm up to 41.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
how come it dropped off?
Well, I guess some of these people don't like to live in a dormitory like they thought they would in the first place. Because a dormitory isn't the place where you just go out there and have a play pool or lesson or anything as you can. It's just a place where you get an education. It's a place where you get a room and board. And you have a detail. Not to have recreation, you really provide some recreation in there sometimes, but sometimes it's going to make it not easy like they thought it would be.
Yeah. Is it about the same as it was when you stayed in the dorms?
Well, I guess this, we didn't have any student rights when we were down there, but I think they have that now. So that's the only thing that changed the whole scene with Dante to Downfall. We used to have everything that we need, some like training stuff and everything down there, but now we don't have anything.
But I wonder why they don't have the supplies you need.
I don't know.
Maybe short of supplies or something.
We used to have everything down there when I was living down there going to school.
But basically, it's dorms about the same as it was when you was down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever think when you was in that dorm that you'd be working there?
I wanted to, if I get a chance, and which I did, you know, I'm in there now.
So you, I guess you like this job better than any job you've ever had?
Right.
You tell me you like to get in police work. Do you like that?
Well, I kind of like it, and I guess if I'm gonna choose that, I like to go back to the police work. And leave the second dormitory as a second choice.
Do you need any more training for police work?
Yes, I think I do. I need to go back to the academy. Yes, I think you're going to have to go through that in order to be a qualified policeman, police officer. I'd like to do that one day.
Are there any special requirements for a policeman?
Well, it's you have to be one fourth blood in order to go in there. You have to be 5'6", I believe it was. And you have to be a high school graduate.
What kind of requirements did you have to get for the job you got?
Well, as long as they told me that all I need was my driver's license, and they didn't have any requirements on that. Because by then they were in need of person to go in there to be a board of supervisor, and one time I wasn't going to go in there, but I mentioned it to somebody in the police work down there about jumping in there, and they I guess they called Mr. Gibson, or Mr. Gibson called somebody down there, and they told me if I wanted to go in there that they could transfer me down there, so I just went ahead and said, okay, next week they send me down there. So I didn't know if, I really didn't know if they had the qualification for that.
This is your second year then?
Yeah.
Second year then. What's your plans for the summer?
Well, I expect we'll be working on, we will be working in downtown. Trying to take a vacation in July sometime.
Yeah. Did they try to have some workshops for y'all?
Yes, they did last time. Also during school hour. Like after 8 we can go to workshop and come back before the students comes in.
Did the boys give us trouble in the dorm?
No.
You ain't had any problems with any of them?
At least I'm the one that's giving them trouble.
Hey, you give them extra detail.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How many girls did they have in that dorm?
I believe about 79 something.
79. And how many girls are in there helping counselors? How many of them are working with in AIDS? How many AIDS are in working with the girls?
They have about four. Yeah, four.
About four?
Yeah.
Are you the only one working with the boys?
Yeah.
So this summer, you was telling me you're going to manage your baseball team.
Yeah.
Have y'all already had any games?
Yes, we won 3 games and lost 2 games.
Already?
Yeah. I think we're going to... Because the first 2 games we lost in the third portion. This game we won. So I think we're going to start out with a pretty good team.
When do you play again? Have you already started the schedule?
Well, we're waiting for Marty to hand out the schedule for a practice game. But he told me that he was going to give it to me tomorrow.
Where do y'all play your games?
Well, it depends on where we want to go, like this year. Woodsville, Knox Creek. We just play mostly Choctaw people and black people.
Yeah. Do you have a ball field over at Boat Chill?
Yeah, I know we have one ready to go.
When y'all play over there, do a lot of people in the community come out?
I don't think nobody shows up because they kind of hate us down there.
Is that right? Because y'all win all the time?
Right. I guess it's also because we wore a pretty good uniform.
Yeah.
We wore maroon and white with waves on the front, Whitman Street. One time we showed up to our kids and then they hated us for us to be here. We hardly want, they didn't want us to use their ball field because they told us that we had some sort of medicine.
Yeah.
That's what we have going on down here now. It's because we went after some witch doctor and got the medicine that was strong against them. So,
have you noticed much jealousy among your people?
Yes, sir.
In what? In what way? In just
well, in marriage, you have that. Because if we better than them, they get jealous.
Yeah. You mean by having material things, more a new car and this type of thing, yeah, they're right. Jealous of you? What about them? If you are winning in sports,
right? The same thing with that now.
Yeah. Has it always been this way?
Well, it's going to be that way for until everybody dies out.
Do you have much trouble with people? Disagreeing with each other?
Yes, I look through us pretty good that day too.
Yeah. Do you have particularly in sports and all, do you have people getting mad at each other?
Yeah.
Wanting to fight?
But I don't think we have that on our camera. The other day I noticed some of my boys been drinking out and not chewing them out. So I imagine we just boys straighten out somewhere.
Well, this is is this a cultural thing?
Yeah, something like that. Like in stickball, you can get hit and you can fight.
Yeah.
I imagine by now all the community surrogates going ahead of a woman that stickball game. So it's something that's going to stick with the Indian people plus other people for a long time.
This is like prejudice. It's going to be around for some time. Do you think that since a lot of people are jealous of each other for having things and being material things, tends to keep people from buying things?
Well, that's going to depend on who's, if they're jealous against who, because to do, in order for them to stop buying things, they're going to have to kill them or do something out to help them not go in.
Well, I'm talking about buying a new car, buying new furniture and stuff like this. You know, they think, well, if I buy new, furnish my house with all new furniture, then my family will, my wife's family will like this.
Yeah, it's that way. Like one time, my cousin of mine bought a house. He rented a house, except he had a brand new furniture. My aunt went in there and cut the whole thing up. I don't know how she did that. She was jealous of that because we had to bring new things, and but she had it now.
With your people, are there much divorces and separations?
Yes, I think they do. And I believe what's causing it is that alcohol. They get drunk, they fight each other. Sometimes they say they believe in each other. Pretty soon they go back together. It's not something you worry about, because pretty soon they're going to come together again. But sometimes it gets into a pretty serious business. One time I sit in the court and I got to blow an order. You know that trailer we had down there?
Yeah.
I sit in there and one other woman came in there.